Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And it's been a while since I've had the man on, but he has graced me with his presence today because I always enjoy having a conversation with him. From Defense Training, this is John Farnham. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
That's Defensive Training International, right, DTI?
That's correct.
All right. John, always interests me because you are completely anti-trendy when it comes to stuff, aren't you? You get out and you test things, and that's where it becomes trendy for you if it works, right?
Well, I try not to simply jump on every bandwagon that comes along.
Sure.
I guess I've lived long enough to see enough bandwagons that went nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty skeptical about trendy things.
So, has anything changed as far as your carbine that you like? Has anything changed with that as far as the carbine that you refer to as the Farnham type carbine?
Well, yeah, carbine or rifle. That the term carbine is actually a French term. It means a smaller version, and most instructors now, when they instruct with the M4. Referred to as a carbine. If you called it a rifle, that would be correct too. But to answer your question, most of my students, I was just in Washington last weekend doing a course involving rifles, and most of my students bring an M4 in some form, and mostly with 16-inch barrels. Short guns are a lot easier to maneuver and have around than our long-barreled, rifles. But there are many other very good choices. I have students bring M1 carbines, which remains today a very good choice for a personal defensive weapon or a patrol rifle.
Right.
And other guns, right now I'm traveling with what Springfield Armory imports. It's a Croatian VHS-2. VHS is some unpronounceable pronation, but they import it as they call the Hellion. I don't especially like that term, but that's what most people recognize it as. And this gun, it's a bullpup, and I'm still trying to get used to bullpup rifles, having grown up with M4s. But it's very compact, and that's the real attraction of it. It's easy to. I flew on Southwest Airlines both ways with this in a hard case within my roller duffel, and it works just fine. And TSA thinks it's just fine. And flying with a longer weapon would be a lot more difficult because you'd have to have a separate gun case, which means you're going to get charged for a separate piece of luggage, and so on and so forth. So. That Hellion is something mine has never malfunctioned. It's always been very good, so that's something I can recommend. I like the Robinson Arms makes this their own. It's a long stroke gas piston gun right here in America. It's made in Salt Lake by my good friend Alex Robinson. It's an excellent gun and one I recommend. And there's we have students bring Kalashnikovs that are made from several different sources, and it's pretty rare that you'll see a Kalashnikov that doesn't work. But I think I've said this in the past. When you travel and you want a rifle with you, 223 or, 556 by 45 is the only caliber that really makes sense.
Right.
Because it's available everywhere. There's a lot of other wonderful calibers out there that are just fine. If they were available, But when I'm stuck somewhere and I can't get it, it's of no use to me. So I travel with a 9mm pistol and a .223 rifle just so I can get ammunition.
Makes sense to me. I like that. Let's talk about the pistol a little bit. Now, you have become sort of a evolving sort of a guy from, I mean, when I first started talking to you, when I first started having you on the show, all it was about was you wanted to shoot your M4 and your Glock 19.
Yes.
And you,
and that's still a the Glock 19 is still a very excellent choice.
Right.
I try very hard as an instructor to not sound as if I'm promoting a particular product. That would suggest that I have some financial relationship with a gun company, which I don't. I'm free to say terrible things about all of them, and I do. But you won't go wrong with the Glock. They all run, but that's certainly not the only good choice. There are many other choices out there that are every bit as good. And when you find something fits your hand better than another choice you might have, there's no reason not to go with it.
Well, one thing, and I would say this simply from what I know about you, the guns that you use, the guns that you carry, are actually, you have probably exhaustively run them over and over again.
Yes.
To get to the point.
I try to get personal experience with all the guns out there that I recommend.
Right.
Which are most of them. You know, there are guns out there that I'm not familiar with and I just haven't got around to them yet, but, most guns I have copies of, and I carry them, try to form my own opinions, so that when students ask me about it, I can say, well, here's what it does for me, you know, you can take it from there. But right now I've got a Mossberg MC2, Mossberg, it's basically Mossberg's version of the Glock 19, but it's a good deal slimmer than the 19. It's never failed. It's been just a wonderful gun. I've carried it for a while now. And next time we talk, I'll probably have something else. but right now, that certainly represents a good choice.
Well, now
what I don't care for...
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
What in a concealment gun, what I don't care for is sharp corners and edges and clunky guns. I like a smooth corner, smooth edges, everything rounded off and smooth for the comfort of carrying. Unfortunately, for design engineers, guns, like furniture, it's a very similar commodity. When you have rounded edges and soft corners and all that, it doesn't photograph as well as when you have sharp edges and corners.
Oh.
When you have a gun that has sharp edges and corners, it looks sharp. It looks enticing. When you have a gun that has rounded edges and corners, it kind of looks out of focus. So for the marketers, you know, they like sharp edges and corners. For the users down at my level, that's the last thing in the world I want. But I realize there's an issue there.
Well, now I find it interesting that you're with the Mossberg, because the last time I spoke with you, you were with Shadow Systems. Or you were carrying Shadow Systems. You've never been with any of these guys. This is just stuff you test and you like and you run. The Shadow System, going from this to, I mean, the Mossberg is, what is it? Is it like a $450 pistol? It's not a very expensive gun, but it supposedly has a very good reputation.
It's right in there in that group. The Shadow System, I highly recommend. That is a very, very nice pistol. I've got a couple of them it's basically a Glock that's been kind of ergonomically enhanced, but it's all made. They're made by a company down in Texas, and they're all made on site. And their customer service has been excellent. And that's a gun I can surely recommend. And I have a couple copies. I'm just not carrying it right now.
Hang on for me, if you will. John is the chief instructor. He and his wife. They run something called Defensive Training International. John goes all over the place and trains all kinds of people, civilians, law enforcement, military, and that's simply because John knows a method that is going to work. It's all heavy on the basic fundamentals, nothing flashy, and that's where he excels. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you. Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back. We are talking to John Farnham. Now, as you're going out and training people, are you surprised with this open border that we have? When you're working with law enforcement and everything, are they beginning to worry about what might happen very shortly with all of these undocumented people we got coming in?
Well, it's not a matter of what might happen. It's happening now. we simply, as a culture, cannot absorb this many foreign people coming in. I mean, even if they were legally coming in, it would be a problem, but of course they're all illegal. And this just represents a agenda on the part of left-wing politicians to, since we're coming into an election year, of course, they're going to encourage all these illegal immigrants to vote, which is illegal, of course, but no one seems to care, to keep them in office. And that's the cynical reason for the whole thing, of course, but it's bringing about untold suffering on the part of illegal citizens in this country. And just trying to absorb all these people. I'm not sure they're all bad people, but we just can't absorb this many people, particularly illegal people.
Right. Let me clear my throat here. The thing that worries me the most is, besides these just regular people coming through, there's probably some nefarious people coming through too as well, are there?
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I mean, there are people coming in from all over the world, not just, you know, we think of Mexicans. It's not just Mexicans. It's all kinds of illegals coming in. And heaven knows, included in that category are terrorists. If some terrorist group wants to get people in this country, it's no problem. They just, you know, come right through Mexico. Nobody's going to say anything. Nobody's going to stop them. They just come right through. Not to mention the diseases they carry or a bunch of other side issues.
Right. So with the thought of with terrorism in mind, what kind of training are they beginning to look at? I'll tell you the one attack that I'm very nervous and I'm afraid it's going to happen here. And I'm afraid it's going to happen in multiple cities simply because of the impact of it. But I'm afraid we're going to see an attack something akin to what happened in Mumbai.
Yes. Yes. I'm kind of surprised it hasn't happened already. But it's certainly that we have that possibility. It will almost certainly happen in in one of these gun-free areas, you know, one of their metro areas where right. Guns are prohibited, so the attackers can be certain or be relatively certain that nobody there is going to be armed and in a position to oppose them.
How bad is that going to be? Is law enforcement in these? Well, let's take a look at this now. How bad is law enforcement contracted because of all of this defund the police and BLM and all this other nonsense that's been going on for the last few years? How ready can they be?
Well, not very, because these especially big departments have all been defunded. Not only defunded, but demoralized. We've got these Soros-sponsored DAs who won't prosecute criminals. We got places like New York where it does no good to arrest people because they're, you know, no one gets locked up. No matter what the crime, they just turn them loose. So why, what's the point in arresting people? And when they don't show up to court dates, there's a warrant out for them, but what's the point of rearresting them because they're just going to cut them loose anyway. So, in a lot of these areas, police wonder, you know, why are we bother arresting anyone since no one gets locked up? And every department I work with is severely short-staffed. Oh, just severely. Our patrol divisions are very short staffed. Our patrol officers are out there, just going from one call to another because there's no time to actually do any patrolling. And a lot of officers are pretty cynical, because they're, you know, they know there's no backup, as you go up the food chain. And we have a lot of U.S. attorneys, and once again, who are have wet dreams about being attorney general, who just can't wait to prosecute police officers,
right,
for doing perfectly reasonable things. So, you know, officers are very hesitant about getting to hot calls in a hurry, and maybe having to use their gun, and then being you know, second guessed by some prosecutor who wants to use their prosecution as a political stepping stone.
Yeah, I've kind of sensed that, which also that, but see, with me, I sort of look at what they've tried to put together here as sort of this crime template to the Cloward and Piven doctrine they tried to impose about crashing the economy. Sort of seems like they're trying to crash things based on law and order, and they're trying to get rid of the local police, but...
Oh, no doubt.
What would they replace the local police with? A national police?
Well,
the DOJ police?
The far left politicians in this country want a nationwide military police, as you have in many communist countries, where the locals have no control. They can't fire people. They can't do anything. The control is all at the central level, and they've got their police out there doing little more than enforcing political agendas. So they want the police, of course, to throw all their political opponents in jail. That's, of course, the case in most communist nations. That's what the police do. And, you know, in this country, our police are supposed to serve everyone. Again, leftist politicians think that police should be there merely to enforce political agendas.
Well, I wonder what. Sometimes I wonder what the end game is going to be. But right now, in the interim, as we look at what they got going on right this minute, is the local police, knowing that they're understaffed and everything else, have they tried to make shifts in the event of a Mumbai type attack?
Well, it's we saw what happened in Texas at the where a bunch of people showed up and they all milled around. Now, that isn't, fortunately, that isn't entirely typical. We've had some courageous officers who have, at a great personal risk, have gone in and taken care of business. And thank heaven we still have some good people like that in the business who are not going to subscribe to the woke agenda and are going to do the job they're expected to do. But in many areas, getting enough officers there to do anything is going to be a problem.
Right.
Because we're so understaffed. The FBI has their own SWAT team, but it's they're at least 24 hours away.
Right.
We have a saying in this business, the first 5 seconds are more important than the next 5 hours.
Right. Well, do me a favor, hang on, because I got more questions for you, if you will. Defensive Training International, that's what John and his lovely wife Victoria do.
Thank you.
The stuff that they teach is worth its weight in gold. The fundamentals, the way of the gun, the way of fire and maneuver, that's what John teaches. This isn't about competition. This is purely about getting out there and seeking out and destroying your opponent, who may be out there because they're up to really, really bad things. They deserve what John teaches you to do. And I haven't taken one of the classes myself yet. I am still hopeful because I'm still alive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will stay in session until the debt ceiling bill is passed.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default.
A Senate vote could come as early as tonight on that legislation. The Senate has passed a bill to reject President Biden's student debt relief program. It was approved with a 52-46 vote after clearing the Republican majority House. Democratic Senators John Tester and Joe Manchin and Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema joined Republicans in opposing the Biden plan. The president is likely to veto the bill. A woman is suing Bill Cosby for an alleged sexual assault that occurred over 50 years ago. Victoria Valentino, a former Playboy model, filed a civil lawsuit in Los Angeles under a new California law that temporarily removes the statute of limitations for civil sexual assault cases. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. We're doing a little Q&A with John Farnham from Defensive Training International. In the case of Uvalde, when you looked at that, was that a training issue? Was that a command and control issue? Was it just a complete and total breakdown of everything? That many people milling about with a guy just behind a door that wasn't even locked?
Right. I think probably a hiring issue. We had all the wrong people in charge.
Right.
We had people at high levels who are incapable of making decisions, who were promoted on the basis of quotas rather than ability. That's a problem everywhere. We have incompetent people being put in important positions for which they are utterly unqualified. And the only reason they're there is, you know, they fit a particular agenda, and that's what happens when you have mayors and police chiefs and other people who are not qualified for their position, but were put in there as a matter of convenience, and then they're incapable of earning their money, as we see.
So when some department brings you in to train their people.
Yes.
Is the training, I would imagine the training you bring is sort of a full, I mean, do you train some people to, is what you teach them to do, is this something they can continue to practice and put into play in their training when they're training themselves and John Farnham has gone on somewhere else? Is this something they can just pick up and go with?
Well, that's the idea. I'm hoping that they continue to, to sharpen their skills. When I come in, I try to expose them to what we consider to be the state of the art and in the art of defensive shooting, and where they can be the most effective and the most safe they can be with these deadly weapons. And I'm not there to make policy. I don't get involved in politics. I'm there strictly for the welfare of my individual student. That's the only one I really care about, is keeping that officer alive and healthy.
Well, now, properly executed fire and maneuver, that will keep them alive, will it not?
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, getting their feet out of cement and get them moving and using cover effectively, these are all individual tactics that are oftentimes not addressed adequately in police academies and in service training, and we have to emphasize that.
Do you think most people understand that the police are going to be the ones that respond to a Mumbai-type terrorist attack, and they're going to have to respond in a way, and that Mumbai would actually be opportune compared to what happened in France in 2015? Because in France, that was a real serious ground operation with a lot of pre-positioned guns and everything. Are we sort of wide open for that kind of stuff?
I think we are.
Yeah.
A lot of us have expressed amazement that we haven't seen more of it. Heaven knows we've seen enough. But what you're talking about is a politically motivated mass casualty event.
Right.
Maybe sponsored by another government somewhere. I am very surprised we haven't seen that. It seems to me there are a lot of governments out there who are not our friends who would love to see something like this happen and probably are in a position or very close to being in a position of making it happen.
Well, I have looked at that kind of stuff, and you see, this is one of the things, and people don't understand this. I take a lot of grief over this, John. So I reviewed a gun, the SIG P365.
Yes.
And I think for what it is, as far as, you know, for what it is, a small gun, I think SIG did a miraculous job with that gun, making it with the kind of capacity it has and how well it's engineered and all this other stuff. The problem I have is that is not a gun I would take a class with.
That's not kind of gun you'd want to do what with?
I would not show up at your school to take a class with that gun, or any school.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would not.
Well, the 365, like the Springfield Armory Hellion, the Carr PM9, and various others, are designed for discrete concealment. They're flat, and so flat they can't accommodate a double-column magazine, and so the price you pay is reduced capacity. You don't have as many rounds. It's not a 17 shooter. It's more like 8 or 9 or 10 shooter.
Right.
That's the price you pay for that concealment. Frankly, I'm not comfortable carrying around a gun with that kind of capacity. I want a 17 shooter on me. So I think I've said this before. I can reload after the gunfight instead of during the gunfight. But you're going to use whatever you have. And so instead of sitting around wishing we had something else, we're going to make maximum use out of what we have.
Right.
And when you carry a gun like that, you're going to have a spare magazine or two, so you can reload quickly and deftly and get right back in the fight when necessary.
Well, the thing about that gun for me is it's just so small. The grip of it is so small and everything else. And in the event, and I look at people that carry that, and that's all they want to carry.
Yeah.
And I know that is based upon the lowest common denominator that a gun carrier might face, which is the mugger, right?
Sure.
But, you know, what did we see? What happened in Kenya at the Nairobi Mall? Who were the first responders in Kenya?
Yeah. The first responders are the people who were there.
Right.
You know, the police are the second responders. And we're coming into an election year, and this is going to be a very violent election year. You know, political violence is something that used to be confined to third world countries, but
right.
Not anymore. And the kind of event you're talking about, when it occurs, will probably be in one of these Democrat-controlled metro areas where, you know, gun rights are restricted and, you know, squalor is rampant, and that's where something like that's going to occur. And so I'm encouraging, you know, my students, you know, to stay out of places like that.
Right.
But you may not have a choice. And, you know, the police who work down there don't have a choice either. And so we have to be as prepared as we can be. I'm not sure we can be completely prepared for anything, but we have to be as prepared as we can be to do what we need to do to maintain our good health.
That's one thing that I have a hard time. I was sitting across from John at SHOT Show in 2020. And as I was interviewing him that day, he told me the best way for any gunfighter to not be in a gunfight is to be at home in bed, his own bed, at 10 p.m. every night without fail.
Absolutely. That's one of the things I recommend. You know, good things do not happen late at night. People who are out late at night and have this nocturnal lifestyle, they like to be out late at night after midnight, typically don't live very long. They die for all kinds of nefarious reasons, but that's not consistent with long life.
Well, that part where, and I want to ask you about that when we get back too, because coming up on the next break, John Farnham is the head instructor at Defensive Training International. He and his wife, Victoria, they go all over the place training all kinds of people to do all kinds of things. And I mean, if you're a civilian, they have a civilian curriculum. If you are a law enforcement, well, of course they have that, and military, absolutely. So they cover the entire spectrum of gunfighting. This is not sport fighting. This is not hunting. This is engaging another human being that is intent on trying to kill you, and they teach you how to deal with this. It's not for the faint of heart, but somebody has to train somebody on how to do this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. I've been doing a Q&A with John Farnham from DTI. And have you noticed here of late where they have decided to try to put a chill on self-defense, where they're actually going after people for defending themselves?
Yes. This is while they real criminals, of course, are prosecuted by these Soros-sponsored DAs, people who, in very good faith, try to protect themselves are being heavily scrutinized, and these, you know, prosecutors, these are looking for ways to prosecute them. It's so unfair, and I do get involved in you know, providing expert assistance to attorneys, and I have seen more than one person, good and decent person, being viciously prosecuted for doing perfectly reasonable things. And again, this is reflective of a leftist agenda. Prosecutors aren't supposed to have political agendas, but we know they do. And they have no compunction about throwing innocent people in prison as a political stepping stone for themselves. I mean, it's just that cynical. And it really makes me angry when I see this happen.
Well, I mean, this is happening primarily in these cities where Soros put some money and got a prosecutor and everything else. And, you know, here's my question. This is my question about all of this. All of these things they're trying to do. In these areas where they have this going on, where they have had the police force as far as their numbers have contracted, crime is going up, they've done away with bail, right? They go in, they catch a guy, they take him, and before they're finished with the reports, kids back out on the streets, more crime, here we come. What do you think is their end game with this if they get what they want? Because lots and lots of these people are moving away from these hellscapes. They're moving out of the state, taking their tax money with them and everything else. They're going to be in charge of nothing but rubble. I mean, what's the point? I mean, why are they going this way? What do you think?
As far as their motivation, I think the mayors of many of our big cities are they're ostensibly Democrats, but they're functioning communists.
Sure.
They're basically communists, like many European cities. And as you mentioned, states like New York, California, and a number of others that fall in that category are losing all the people they can't afford to lose. They're losing productive, cash-paying people who just want to live in peace.
Right.
And it's just gotten so bad that they're moving to other states where it's not quite so bad. And, you know, to answer your question, I think the philosophy they pursue is The more crime you have, the more government you need. It's a great way to grow government, to hire more bureaucrats.
But what are they going? What are they going to? What are they going to oversee? I mean, in Portland or in Seattle, I don't know where it is. All of these places on the West Coast. I mean, everything is moving out. There's no retail establishments going to be left there.
Correct.
So with that, they will take their tax base. The people that work there, they're going to go find a job somewhere else. They're probably going to move away too. And then all you're going to have left is burnout buildings and a bunch of criminals running around. It's going to be like Escape from New York.
A bunch of illegal immigrants.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I have to believe that with the squalor and the filth and the high crime that we see in these Democrat, you know, dominated areas. It's because that's exactly the way they want it. If they didn't want it that way, it wouldn't be that way.
Right.
That's what they want to preside over, squalor, crime, and filth. For whatever reason, maybe that gives them a feeling of, you know, lording it over people. I don't know. But anywhere you see, you know, leftist Democrats in charge, that's what you're going to see.
Indeed, that's the part. When I sit here and I'm just, I don't get the point of that. Maybe I'm just being too simple. I don't get the point of that, because the people that are going to move, surely they're not going to go to wherever it is they. The people that are moving out of these states are the same kind of people coming across the southern border. They're running from something.
Thank you.
And so they're running away from the chaos. Surely they're not going to continue to vote and think politically, or do you think that's part of the plan?
Well, you know, I don't know. I know here in Colorado, we were getting a lot of people, you know, moving in from California, and they're moving here to get away from that leftist, high crime, squalorous circumstance.
Right.
The problem is they bring their politics with them.
See,
well, you want to turn this state in the same sewer you just left?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Sometimes, you know, the naive don't want to hear the truth, because they just can't endure seeing their delusional fantasies demolished. They know they want to get away, but they bring their fantasies with them, and that endangers all of us.
Well, whatever that is, whatever that turns out to be when it grows up, I'm not very hopeful. In the interim, while we're doing all of this nonsensical stuff that we're doing, our enemies they know what a woman is. They don't believe in that. They're putting their best and brightest forward. They're not worried about diversification.
I can't believe the Chinese are not convulsing in laughter right now, watching us self-destruct. Not only the Chinese, but the Iranians and a few other people you might mention.
Right.
Yeah, they're just doubling over in laughter, watching us destroy ourselves.
Well, I think the founders sort of had an idea that it wouldn't be somebody from the outside, because we're in a very good position as long as we, you know. I don't know that our military today would. Do you train any of the military today?
Yeah. Yes, we do military training.
Are they any good?
Well, sure. The people I train are wonderful.
Oh, okay.
the trouble is the people who really need the training, I never see.
Right.
The people who come to me are the people who are motivated, and it's a joy to work with them. But right now, as you know, we can't recruit anyone. The recruitment goals are falling disastrously short every month, and everybody knows it. We're below maintenance levels in all the services, just like in the police business. We can't hire people.
Right.
No one wants to be a police officer. We can't, no matter what you offer to pay them, they're just not interested. Not when, you know, liberal prosecutors just can't wait to throw us in jail.
Right.
We can't hire people. We're not recruiting people, since we have this woke philosophy at the highest levels. People don't want to join the military only to go to classes on transgender sensitivity. So
I refer to them as musses, made up sexual status. I don't think transgender is not actually a word for me. That's not a word.
Yeah, I know. I'm not an expert on any of this, but our people in the military should be learning how to do what military people need to do, like how to win wars, for instance.
Right.
And it seems like that's the last thing in the world we ever trained to do. We train for every woke agenda imaginable, but no one trains on how to win wars.
Right.
And that's what concerns me.
Well, hopefully the people you train can execute what they've got to do. I know that I'm sure the police department is facing the same issue the military is as far as the prospective pool of would-be police officers. I feel very bad for them, and at the same time, there's no way I would work for the people they work for. There's just no way.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know,
it is a problem. So, where are you off to now? What's next for John?
Well, I'll be in Michigan next weekend with a course, and then in Indiana the weekend after. And simultaneously, my wife is doing a program. Vicki is doing a program in Wyoming. We're doing separate programs now. We teach together sometimes, but other times we're teaching different programs in different parts of the country.
There you go. Defensive Training International. Go check him out. Go find out where he's going to do a class. Go get into his class. You will not find a better set of syllabus for you to learn the art of fire maneuver. And it very much is an art, but at the same time, it's a deliberate art. And John is the most deliberate of them that teaches it. He is the one that is going to teach you how to be very ostentatious, and that's going to make you very successful. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you once again. And your listeners can go to our website at defense-training.com, defense-training.com, and they can sign up there for any of our classes. We're delighted to have them.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.